Wednesday, 10th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings, Second Book of Corinthians and Gospel of Matthew. Reading 1, Second Book of Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 4. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are competent of ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our confidence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not in a written code, but in the Spirit. For the written code kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Unknown caller.
Now, if the dispensation of sin, carved in letters on stone, came with such splendor that the Israelites could not look at Moses' face because of its brightness, fading as this was, will not the dispensation of the Spirit be attended with greater splendor? For if there was splendor in the dispensation of condemnation, the dispensation of righteousness must far exceed it in splendor. Indeed, in this case, what once had splendor has come to have no splendor at all, because of the splendor that surpasses it. For if what faded away came with splendor, what is permanent must have much more splendor. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Theme: the new perfects the old covenant. The author of the book of Ecclesiastes said about the necessity of time as follows. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Saint Paul talked about the necessity of experience. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. When looking back at their young age, many people have regretted. Many people have regretted they couldn't believe they were so young and lacking maturity. But in the progress of becoming mature, they must go through many kinds of experiences. Similarly, when comparing the old and the new covenant in God's plan of salvation, we need to pay attention to two aspects, time and experience, because God doesn't do anything useless. Since people can't receive everything at one time, so he prepares many things according to time, though he isn't limited by time. Since human ability is limited, God prepares some things from imperfection to perfection, though he has the power to do perfect things right away. In the progress of being perfect, there should be old things before new things, and the new perfects the old. If there is no old thing, there shall be no new thing. Today's readings are two examples of being perfect, or two examples of perfection. In the first reading, when Paul is questioned by the conservative Jews, he lets them see the perfection of the new covenant by comparing it with the old covenant, and the glory achieved by serving the new covenant is also greater than the glory achieved by serving the old covenant. In the gospel, when some Pharisees thought Jesus came to teach people to skip the law, he declared to them, "Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Analysis. The New Reading 1. The New is more perfected than the Old Testament covenant. The competition between the two covenants. Like Jesus, Paul also has experience with the competition between Moses' law and Christ's teachings. According to Paul's former life, he eagerly persecuted those who followed the new way because he thought their way was bad because it was completely different with the law and the tradition, until Christ revealed to him his power and teaching on the way to Damascus. This experience helped him to love and to have compassion on those Jews who had difficulty accepting Christ's teachings, though they continually persecuted him as they did to Christ. In today's passage, he shared his experience about the two covenants with them as follows. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are competent of ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our competence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not in a written code, but in the Spirit. For the written code kills, but the Spirit gives life. The Old Covenant.